This is round four in the Saturday morning prelims at the 2019 NAQT High School National Championship Tournament. This game pits the 229 card against the 231 card. From Minnesota, there is Chan Hassan A, and from Georgia, there is Paideia.
Okay, good luck to both teams. It's toss-up one. This mineral gave its name to seas in the early Paleozoic era that were relatively low in magnesium. A variety of this mineral, called Iceland spar, exhibits birefringence. Aragonite is a polymorph of this mineral, which is the main component of most stalactites and stalagmites, as well as, that's Chan Hassan Mitchell.
Calcite?
That's 10. These people are depicted standing stiffly in a pose known as the Kayot Sarga, which means dismissing the body. Name these religious figures who decrease in size during the descending period of the cosmic life cycle. One of them, named Malinath, was possibly a woman.
Guru?
The
Tirthankaras. Mahavira and other Tirthankaras are revered in this religion, which requires adherents to practice a universal nonviolence, ahimsa.
Jainism.
Monks from the Digambara sect of Jainism, which believe that the Tirthankara Malinath may have been a woman, practice this custom to help liberate the soul from the body.
Like meditation.
Yeah, sure.
Meditation?
It's not wearing clothes. 10 points. Yeah. Toss up two. Abuse of this form of communication by the last Western Zhou emperor led his armies to not respond when he attacked. Two men on the ground use this title form of communication as a man on a white horse is looking into the distance in a painting by Friedrich Remington. The results of each vote in a papal conclave are indicated via white. That's
smoke.
Yes, 10. Bonus. Answer the following about African languages. This language, derived from Dutch, is an official language of South Africa. The Soweto Uprising began after the apartheid government tried to impose this language on black schools.
Afrikaans.
Yes. Amharic, a Semitic family language, is the official language of this African country. Many people in this country speak the Oromo language.
Ethiopia.
Yes, this tiny West African country ruled from Malabo is the only country in Africa that uses Spanish as an official language.
Equatorial Guinea.
That's all 30. Toss up three. In this country, Italian-born sculptor Corrado Ferrucci designed the reliefs of the Democracy Monument, which holds a copy of this country's 1932 constitution. The Lana Kingdom occupied a northern province of this country named Chiang Mai. The Chao Phraya River flows through this country's capital. That's miles.
Thailand?
Yes, that's 10. Your bonus. This woman marries Galtieri, Marquis of Saluzzo, who subsequently pretends to have their children killed, pretends to divorce her, and hire her as a servant for his fake remarriage before restoring her as his wife. Name this legendarily patient woman. No, it's a Griselda. The Tale of Griselda is the last one of this book by Giovanni Boccaccio, in which seven men and three women tell stories while fleeing from the Black Death.
Defer. The Macaron?
Say it again.
The Macaron?
Yes, that's fine, Decameron. This author of the Canzoniere was inspired by Boccaccio to write his own version of the Tale of Griselda.
I don't know.
It's Petrarch, 10 points, toss of four. This author followed the word wake with the lines the silver dusk returning and the vaulted shadow shatters in a poem that states, when the journey's over, there'll be time enough to sleep. This author of Reveille noted that laurel withers quicker than the rose in a poem whose subject is cheered by townspeople for having won a race. For 10 points, who is this poet whose collection, A Shropshire Lad, contains, that's Alex.
Huseman?
Say it again.
Houseman, H-O...
Yeah, that's fine. You said Huseman. That's close enough. You get 10. Your bonus. Answer the following about science inspired by TV comedies. The Big Bang Theory inspired the name Bazinga for a genus of jellyfish in this phylum.
Cnidaria.
That's correct. The Futurama theorem states that any of these operations on a finite set can be undone by a sequence of distinct transpositions. They form a symmetric group.
Translation,
Translation?
It's a permutation. Mm-hmm. Algorithms for this task can be evaluated using the Wiseman score introduced by the show Silicon Valley. Those algorithms include the Lepelziv-Welch algorithm and Huffman coding.
Compression.
Good for 20. Sorry, 30. 20, yes. Toss up five. A DC superheroine with this title is the voodoo priestess alter ego of Anita Fight. A song whose chorus notes, and if I fall, I really hope you'll call me because I'm not over you, by the band Morningsiders, is named after this title, which is also held by a character in a Michael Ende novel to whom Bastian Books gives the name Moonchild. The never-ending story includes a childlike holder of, for 10 points, what female royal title? Yes, here.
Queen?
No penalty. Yes, Alex. Say it again.
Princess?
It's Empress. Toss up six. The FUG method for optimizing this process identifies a heavy key and a light key, and then uses several empirical equations to calculate the best feed location, number of equilibrium stages, and reflux ratio. Azeotropes do not change composition when a fractionating column is used to perform this technique. Differences in volatility are exploited by, for 10 points, what technique, which separates liquids based on their boiling. That is Nickel.
Distillation.
It's 10. Bonus. This song includes the boasts, I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalicious. For 10 points each, name this incredibly fast patter song from the Pirates of Penzance.
No answer.
It's the Major General song. In the Pirates of Penzance, the Major General is the father of Mabel, who falls in love with this apprentice pirate born on the 29th of February.
No answer.
Frederick, the Pirates of Penzance is one of the many Savoy operas written by this duo.
Oh, Herbert.
Answer, please.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
It's Gilbert and Sullivan. That's no points. Toss up seven. This territory was controlled by the Summers Isles Company, which was spun off from the Virginia Company in 1615. This territory's naval base was the launching point for an 1814 sack of Washington, D.C. The Grenadian Premier Eric Garry proposed that the U.N. should investigate airplane disappearances near this territory. That's
Bermuda.
Mitchell. Say it again.
Bermuda.
10. Bonus. This document warns that its subject could grow to be Africanized and become a second Santo Domingo. Name this 1854 manifesto outlining why the U.S. should acquire Cuba.
Wilmot Proviso.
Is it Wilmot? Wilmot Proviso.
It's the Ostend Manifesto. The Ostend Manifesto was written during the administration of this New Hampshire Democrat, who was succeeded by one of the manifesto's authors, James Buchanan.
Pierce?
That's right. This U.S. minister to Spain, a former Louisiana senator, joined Buchanan and John Mason in writing the Ostend Manifesto.
Wilmot.
Pierre Soulé. That's 10 points. Toss up 8. In April 2019, this politician announced the end of a plan to reduce his state's contribution to its underfunded pension plans in response to a tax windfall. This governor is a member of a family that owns the Hyatt chain of hotels. He defeated, that's Mitchell.
Romney?
No, that's an egg. I'll continue. Ooh. He defeated incumbent Bruce Rauner in the 2018 midterm elections. For 10 points, name this current governor of Illinois whose family funds a namesake prize for architecture. That's Rohan.
Pritzker?
Yes, 10. Bonus. In this non-Euclidean geometry, the sum of the angles of any triangle is always greater than 180 degrees. For tip of each, part one, name this geometry of surfaces with positive curvature. It's contrasted with hyperbolic geometry's description of surfaces with negative curvature.
Hyperbolic?
Answer, please.
Elliptical.
Yes, that's fine. In spherical geometry or elliptic geometry, the shortest path between two points is along a portion of this kind of curve. So this kind of curve is the geodesic.
Parametric.
It's a great circle. Finally, in spherical geometry, Euclid's fifth postulate is replaced with the statement that, given a great circle C and some point not on C, there are this many great circles that pass through the point and do not intersect C.
Two.
There's zero. That's 10. Toss-up, 9. This author included essays on values like exactitude and likeness in his book, Six Memos for the Next Millennium. The chapter titles in a novel by this man, including Looks Down in the Gathering Shadow, form a complete sentence. You meet a fellow book lover named Ludmilla in the second-person narrative in, for 10 points, what Italian author's metafictional novel, If on a Winter's Night a Traveler? Yes, Alex.
Dineson.
No penalty. And that's time. It's Italo Calvino. This is toss-up 10. The presence of this quantity tilts the potential barrier in the Fowler-Nordheim tunneling and causes a quadratic change in the refractive index in the Kerr effect. This quantity, times a constant, is added to the polarization density to produce the displacement field. It is defined as the negative gradient of the electric potential. A test charge can be used to measure, for 10 points, what field that exerts a force on a charged particle. That's Grant.
Electromagnetic?
No.
No electric field.
Dylan, yes, 10. Bonus. Several different mythological figures are named Phineas. On his quest for the Golden Fleece, Jason encounters a blind man named Phineas who has this power. The oracles of Apollo also had this ability.
Yeah.
Prophecy.
Yes. Belius's son, Phineas, was once engaged to this daughter of Cepheus and Cassiopeia, whom Perseus had saved from the sea monster Cetus.
Andromeda.
That's her. The Bibliotheca lists a man named Phineas as a son of this Arcadian king. He served his son, Nyctimus, to Zeus to test Zeus's omniscience, for which Zeus had him transformed into a wolf.
This is Tantalus?
Defer.
Tantalus?
Lycaon, namesake of lycanthropy. You do get 20 on that bonus. This is halftime. So just to repeat, that's Chanhassen A, 135. Paideia, 50. Going into toss-up 11. And we'll start the second half with 9 minutes on the clock. Good luck to both teams. A super fan of this team, who works as its community ambassador, is Sikh car dealer Nav Bhatia. This is the most recent NBA team to have fired a coach the same year that's...
Toronto Raptors?
15, bonus. This meeting produced a decree on social communication called Inter Mirifica, which named this Ecumenical Council of the Roman Catholic Church, which lasted from 1962 to 65.
Second Vatican. Second Vatican?
That's correct. The Second Vatican Council opened under this pope, who served from 1958 to 63. He published a papal encyclical on nuclear nonproliferation called Pacem in Terris.
Just say something. Gregory 13th.
Gregory.
John the 23rd. Among the theological consultants to the Second Vatican Council was this man, who was serving as dean of the College of Cardinals before being elected pope in 2005.
Gregory the 14th.
Answer, please.
Yes,
Gregory the 14th.
It's Benedict the 16th, or Joseph Ratzinger. You get 10. This is toss-up 12. A medieval Welsh variant of this instrument, called the cruth or crud, was played with a bow. Tiny sheet music holders attached to marching band instruments are named for and resemble this musical instrument.
Liar.
That is Alex, 15 for liar. Nice. Bonus. Name these singers who provided vocals on hits by Calvin Harris. This British singer of Stay With Me claims magic is in the air, Sam there ain't Smith. No science here, and promises a 2018 collaboration with Harris.
Smith.
Yes, Harris's 2017 single Feels features a verse by this hip-hop artist who released the album Dark Sky Paradise in 2015.
Katy Perry?
No.
Answer, please.
Oh, Perry.
Big Sean. Oh, One Kiss is a 2018 Harris hit featuring this English singer whose self-titled 2017 debut album spawned the single IDGAF.
Dua Lipa.
Yes, you get 20. 13. Participants in this event ripped up handbills posted by Sheriff William McCleary. Robert Pattinson suppressed this uprising by sending in the state militia. During this event, a crowd tried to use fireworks to burn boats containing Pinkerton agents. Failed negotiations between the Amalgamated Association and that's Rohan.
Homestead strike?
That's good for 10. Your bonus. The poem My Life Closed Twice Before Its Close asserts it yet remains to see if this concept will unveil a third event to me. The first stanza of Because I Could Not Stop for Death notes that the carriage held but ourselves and what concept?
No, he said death. He said death.
Answer, please. It's immortality. This poet wrote
Dickinson.
My Life
Dickinson.
Closed... Yes. This other Dickinson poem about death describes a plank and reason that broke, mentioning mourners who kept treading, till it seemed that sense was breaking through. Answer, please. I felt a funeral in my brain. You get 10. Toss up 14. This property, which is preserved under infinite set intersections and finite set unions, may be used to define topology. In Euclidean space, a set is compact if it is bounded and has this property. This type of set contains all limit points, or intuitively contains its boundary. Intervals, that's Mitchell.
Inclusivity?
That's a neg. I'll continue. Intervals with this property are written using square brackets. For 10 points, give this term for a set whose complement is open. That's Rohan.
Closed.
10. Bonus.
Can I protest?
Protest noted. In March 2018, the wreck of this ship was located by an expedition financed by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. Named the Second World War aircraft carrier sunk in 1942, sister ship of Saratoga. Answer, please.
Missouri.
USS Lexington. Lexington was sunk at this indecisive 1942 battle, fought at a sea between New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. It was the first battle to pit aircraft carriers against each other.
Bay. Battle of the Coral Sea?
Yeah.
Battle of the Coral Sea.
This other U.S. aircraft carrier, which was damaged at Battle of Coral Sea, was sunk a few months later at the Battle of Midway.
Yorktown.
Good for 20. Nice. Toss up 15 rather. In Hrafnkell's saga, Hrafnkell kills Einar after he rides a horse named after this god. After sitting on Odin's throne, Hildskjalf, this god falls in love with the giantess Gerd, giving up his sword to marry her. This Vanir owns the formidable ship Skidbladnir and the golden boar Gillenbursti. At the Ragnarok, he will be killed by the fire giant Surtr. For 10 points, name this, and that's Rohan.
Thor?
No, that's an egg. For 10 points, name this son of Njord. That's Alex.
Loki.
It's Freyr. Toss up 16. During the Humul project, this man's government hired physicist Ronald Richter to build a fusion device called the Thermotron. Hector Campora briefly took power to facilitate the continued rule of this leader, who was backed by the Montaneros guerrillas, known as the Shirtless Ones, or Descamisados. That is Dylan.
Like Juan Perón.
That's 10. Your bonus. This woman discussed how modern video technologies have changed the relationship between film and audience in her 2016 book, Death 24 Times a Second. Name this theorist who unified psychoanalysis, feminist theory, and film theory in her essay, Visual Pleasure and Narrative Cinema.
Bechdel? Because like Bechdel.
Sure.
Bechdel.
Laura Mulvaney, excuse me. In The Visual Pleasure in Narrative Cinema, Mulvaney asserts that much of Hollywood cinema is phallocentric and thus influenced by the gaze of people of this biological sex.
Male.
Yeah, Mulvaney also analyzed socophophilic eroticism of Alfred Hitchcock films, such as this movie in which Scotty Ferguson, played by James Stewart, climbs up a bell tower to pursue Judy Barton. Vertigo, it's 10. Mm-hmm. Toss up 17. A ring complex called Gamma Turk aids the formation of these structures, which are alternately assembled and disassembled in dynamic instability. 9 triplets of these structures form the basal body, while a 9+2 arrangement of them forms cilia and flagella. Most of the and that's Mitchell. That's
like
time, sorry, neg 5. Most of the mitotic spindle is made up of, for 10 points, what cytoskeletal elements that are larger than intermediate filaments and that are made of tubulin? That's Rohan.
Microtubules?
Microtubules is 10 points, your bonus. Sagnac interference was discovered in 1913 by a physicist attempting to prove the existence of this substance. For example, name this substance that was once believed to be the conductive medium of light.
Photons? No, waves. Waves.
Waves.
It's the ether. Oh. This 1887 experiment, conducted at Case Western Reserve University, provided the first strong evidence against the existence of the ether.
Michelson-Morley?
That's right. In 1818, this French physicist calculated a namesake drag coefficient for an object moving through the ether. His more correct work in optics includes a set of equations used to calculate transmission and reflection coefficients for light at an interface.
Bernoulli?
It's Fresnel. That's 10. Timeout. Paideia. So just to repeat, that's Chanhassen A, 180, Paideia, 140, with, as I mentioned, a little over 2.5 minutes left, and toss-up 18. Good luck to both teams. This poem lends its title to a 1965 novel set in the Second World War era Ireland by Brian Moore. This poem urges boys to bring flowers in last month's newspapers and describes a sheet embroidered with fantails taken from a dresser of deal. The proclamation, "Let be finale of scene," and the command, "Call the roller of big cigars," appear in, for 10 points, what poem? Titled "For a Food of Concupiscent Curds" and written by Wallace Stevens. That's
the
Alex.
The Emperor of Ice Cream.
It's 10 points, bonus. Rin uses a special tablet to control her own personal virtual world in Shelter, a collaboration between Maidon and this other DJ, name this American EDM artist who wrote Sad Machine for his album Worlds.
Skrillex?
Porter Robinson, in Napping Princess, Kokone Morikawa uses a magic tablet in her dreams to give life to machines, mirroring her father's tablet used to prepare self-driving cars for this real-life 2020 event.
Tokyo Olympics?
Yes. In Pokemon Sun and Moon, a talking tablet inhabited by the Pokemon Rotom serves as this device, which records information about encountered and caught Pokemon.
Pokedex.
Good for 20. This ruler is the namesake of a clay cylinder that denounces Nabonidus. This man's war against his grandfather, Astyages, is detailed, and that's Dylan.
Cyrus the Great.
That's 15 points. Nice. Charles Dickens' Great Expectations, inspired many other works of literature. A Lloyd Jones novel about the Bougainville Civil War is named for this character, who narrates Great Expectations.
Pip.
Yes, this Australian author of Oscar and Lucinda and The True History of the Kelly Gang reworked Great Expectations in his 1997 novel, Jack Mags.
Australian author, anyone know?
Jeffrey Eugenides.
Ants, please.
Brown.
Peter Carey. A 2013 novel by Ronald Frame is named after this Great Expectations character, who is the estranged cousin of Matthew Pocket.
Havisham.
Miss Havisham, that's 10. A shop across the street from this building contains a single cash register and no other signage. The now-vacant Mulree Square may have been the site of the inspiration for this building. It has no visible entrance. The man who depicted this building claimed it was located where two streets meet in Greenwich Village. An advertisement for, and that is Emmett.
Flatiron?
No, that's an egg. An advertisement for Philly Cigars adorns, for 10 points, what building in a painting by Edward Hopper? That's Alex.
The Night Cafe? Nighthawks?
I would have prompted the answer of the Night Cafe. You've said Nighthawks, which is acceptable. That's 10. Your bonus. Pencil and paper ready. For 10 points each, answer these questions about a triangle whose side lengths are 5, 5, and 6. Part A. Since two of the sides are of the same length, that's what type of triangle?
Isosceles.
Yes. What is the height of the triangle as measured from the base side to the vertex angle?
3 root 3.
It's 4. Finally, given that the vertex angle of the triangle measures 73.74 degrees, what is the measure of either of the smaller base angles? You have 10 seconds. We will accept any answer within 1 degree of the correct value.
52.
That's just barely not close enough. The correct answer is 53.13. You do get 10 on the bonus for part one, and that's the end of the game. So that was Chanhassen A, 255, Paideia, 135. So therefore, Chanhassen A's protest is moot. Good game, both teams. Thank you very much.